All right, we are now joined by the driver of the number 19 Stanley Tools Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, Daniel Suarez. Daniel, coming into the Dover weekend with a little bit of momentum, three top 11s in the last 3 weeks after a little bit of a rocky start to the season. What's changed the last few weeks, and do you think you can capitalize on that coming into this weekend?
You know, definitely in the first month and a half or so of the season was a little rough. We had speed pretty much everywhere we were going. We just had a lot of inconsistency, and for whatever reason, we were not doing a good job putting ourselves in a good position by the end of the races, getting involved in different accidents or just not good positions. And I feel like I was putting maybe a little bit too much pressure on myself to try to do well. And in the last month or so, I've been just more relaxed and doing just this without expecting to be great. And things are coming our way again. So the speed, like I said, has been there pretty much the entire year. It's just the results and the consistency. But it seems like now we're heading in the right direction. We came from good, decent few weeks, and hopefully we can keep that up in a place that actually is pretty good for me.
So let's talk about Dover a little bit. This has been a good track for you. You know, you won here in the Xfinity Series, two top tens here in Cup. What is it about Dover that's been good to you in the past? You know, why does it fit your driving style?
Well, I feel like Dover is one of those places that is very tough mentally and physically. And the racetrack changed so much through a run. It's one of those places that you need to know how the racetrack is going to change to be able to adapt to that and to be able to adjust your car to that. Right now in the morning, the racetrack is going to be in one way. Once we get some sun out, the racetrack is going to change, and then it's going to change again, and that happens pretty much the entire day. So I feel like, you know, since the very beginning, actually, since I was racing K&N, I feel pretty comfortable racing here, very fast place. It's a little intimidating the first time that you hit this place, but it's a lot of fun. I love having places like this that definitely are a big challenge and they are tough by yourself for yourself, and definitely this is one of them.
All right, we will open things up to the floor here. Anyone have any questions for Daniel? In the back.
John Smallwood, Philadelphia Inquirer. Daniel, can you tell me how your success is playing back home in Mexico? Is it a big deal, or is it lost in other things? What is your reactions for what you're doing?
Okay, I didn't hear the very last part of the question.
No, I was just asking, what is your reaction back home to the success you're having?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a while since I was there, but every time that I had the opportunity to go down there, it's a lot of fun for me to see how a lot of race fans are actually becoming NASCAR fans, because racing in Mexico has been big for a long time in open wheel, in road course racing. But maybe in the last 5 to 7 years, NASCAR has been getting bigger and bigger. And I feel obviously now that, you know, driving in the Cup Series definitely helps a lot. And a lot of people is following the sport, is following actually not just on TV and stuff like that, but as well they're coming here. So it feels very good to have a lot of support from my country and definitely to see the sport grow more and more in the fan side, but as well in the driver side, there is a lot of young drivers that are trying out, coming here to race Lemuels, to race a K&N series through the diversity program or through themselves, and it feels very good that now there is an opportunity to follow. And I feel like when I was coming here, there were not a lot of drivers trying. So I feel very proud that now there is more opportunities because what we are doing in the Cup Series.
We'll go to Jeff next.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. I noticed you've been posting a lot of workout videos where you're using your hand and stuff like that. Is your hand back to 100%, or is it still bothering you a bit?
It's not 100%. If you notice, all the stuff that I have posted is pulling, not pushing. So I can use my the front part of my hand very, very well. But when it's time to push, my thumb is not quite there yet. But definitely way more strong than every week. I'm just stronger. Actually, I had a little thought about trying to race this weekend without my little cast. But the doctor told me to wait a couple more weeks. So I feel pretty good right now. I'm still stiff and still a little sore when I move it too much. But it's much better than a couple weeks ago, for example. So I'm excited to finally have a regular glove and to not wear this thing.
How much pain does it cause you in the car?
In the car, actually, it's not bad. I can tell you, definitely Texas was extremely painful because that was the race that I had a problem. Bristol wasn't fun either. It was very tough. But after that, it's been fine. If I'm wearing this little brace, I'm fine because I can move at all the my thumb, so it's fine. It's not painful at all. It's not 100% comfortable because I can't really grab the wheel how I want it. But it's fine. Like I say, I'm really looking forward to try without it in a couple of weeks.
Go front to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFans.com. Daniel, is there enough time during this summer stretch that's approaching for you guys to get in a playoff contention?
You say a playoff position?
Contention. Is there enough time with the races coming up that you guys can get yourselves in a good spot to potentially get in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, there is plenty of time. I feel like it's still very early. We can set back because it's still early, but we're in a good position. We are running better. We are starting to run where we belong, in the top 10. Hopefully, we're going to start running in the top 5. And if we can do that, we're going to be just fine in points. But that's obviously not the goal. We want to be able to win races and to be able to make the playoffs, not just to say that we make the playoffs. We want to be competitive, and we want to be a race team that is going to be able to make it, in different stages of the playoffs. So and that's the goal. That's not just to make the playoffs to say that we made it. But we're working hard at it, and I know that today we're moving in the right direction.
Any more questions for Daniel? All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.